today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 15th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and for today, we'll listen to chapter Al-Hud, verse 113.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ
And do not incline toward those who do wrong, lest you be touched by the fire. And you would not have other than Allah any protectors, then you would not be helped.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
Dear friend, this verse explains one of the most fundamental programs in the realm of social, political, military and ideological spheres of activity. It addresses all Muslims putting forward a decisive duty. It implies that we should not seek support from oppressors and never rely upon them for such an act, for it causes us to be surrounded by the fire of hell, and we have no one from whom to expect support but Allah.
My life is not the same When I'm too concerned by what they say Why should I When I have you To doubt you would be the worst mistake Deep inside I know That amidst all the darkness And everything which makes no sense I know that you exist Guides me through my darkest nights Shows me right from wrong in life A world that often lies Cause I don't need anyone Anything in life But you know I don't need anyone To show me my way No, I don't need anyone But you
As I told you, we are speaking about the power of motivation in this episode of today's special. Motivation is at the root of our conscious thoughts. our emotions and behaviors. The motivational state is a necessary psychological structure that is projected onto the world by the mind. It orients us toward what our hearts yearn for. It provides the basis for experiences of happiness and joy, as well as anxiety and sorrow. It strongly affects our judgments and beliefs about the world. Believe it or not, but you have motivation and willpower within you. You may not know it, but you have already motivated yourself many times in your life. During those times of strong motivation and willpower, you most likely overcame many obstacles.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about, encouragement in creating motivation. So what is this motivation in a sense, and why should we pay attention to that? Sometimes motivation has been considered as equal to intention. Sometimes something that actually provokes the intention to do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has used various methods in order to motivate people to achieve the goal by drawing a good life and showing the way to achieve it. You see, in order to make such an intention, first create the atmosphere for formation of the niyyah or intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings some motivation that is actually gives the flavor to this intention, that is a motivation to make them encouraged to do something and to actually to direct this newly formed intention to a good action. One of the important ways to motivate people to achieve a good life and a desirable goal is encouragement. The encouragement of the Holy Quran have a wide range, both in terms of the words used for this purpose, or in terms of the people who have been encouraged, or finally in terms of the incentives and many incentives that I'm going to talk about, or rewards that have been included for the people. It seems that the common point of all of these encouragements expressed in different ways is their motivational aspects. So we see the importance of this concept from a Quranic perspective.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now in this part of today's special, we'll look at motivation tips. One of the tips is putting our goal on the calendar. One way to give a boost to your internal motivation is to create some external motivation. A target date, for example. Whatever it is you're aiming to accomplish, put it on the calendar. You may be working toward the goal with a set finish date built in. Examples include preparing for a test or taking a course with a fixed end date. If your goal lacks this structure, you can add it by deciding on a date by which you could realistically achieve your goal. Want to run a 5-kilometer or marathon? Sign up for a race on or near your target date. Considering a degree, research the application deadline and write it down. Aiming to learn a new career skill? Register for a course and set a target date to finish. Having a target date not only helps you stay motivated, it also helps you track your progress. You always know how much further you have to go. This can have a big impact on your performance. Motivational Islamic quotes. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "There are two blessings which many people lose. They are health and free time for doing good." The brutal truth is that when we are free, we are too lazy to get up and do some good. And when that free time is taken from us, we say we are busy. So we are only deceiving ourselves into thinking that we are the victim of time, when in reality we are the victims of our lazy nafs. It isn't easy to beat laziness and be proactive, so here's a dua for getting rid of laziness. Of course, our time is over now, but this dua would be the good ending for this episode of today's special. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from worry and grief, from incapacity and laziness, from cowardice and miserliness, from being heavily in debt, and from being overpowered by other men.
There's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam that I want to mention, where he speaks about this, how we can learn and teach ourselves these dispositions. He says in this hadith, عَوَّدْ نَفْسَكَ السَّمَاحِ وَتَخَيَّرْ لَهَا مِنْ كُلِّ خُلُقٍ أَحْسَنَ فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ عَادَ. He says that teach yourself to always be kind, to be generous, to be nice, to be forgiving. He says, teach yourself, make it a habit, train yourself. And always, he says, choose the good qualities. Teach yourself to always make the good qualities a habit. Because he says, فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ عَادَ. Good qualities are habits. They begin as habits until they become second nature. So the Imam is saying that it is possible for you to learn or develop a disposition. And that is through practice, through training, and through making that quality into a habit. Once it becomes into a habit, eventually, gradually, it will become into a disposition. Another beautiful hadith, Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Al-Khuluq manihatun yamnahuha Allah azza wa jal khalqa. He says that good akhlaq, virtues, they are a gift that God gives you. فَمِنْهُ سَجِيَّ وَمِنْهُ نِيَّ. Some of them are sajiyya, meaning you're born with it, genetics, like we said. And others, niyya. No, you have to go after it, pursue it, train, and only then you'll get it. So the narrator, he asked Imam al-Sadiq, he said, فَأَيَّتُهُمَا أَفْضَلٌ. Which is better, the qualities and dispositions that we acquire through birth, naturally or no, the ones that we have to strive to achieve, the ones that we have to train ourselves to learn. The Imam said, صَاحِبُ السَّجِيَّ هُوَ مَجْبُولٌ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ غَيْرَهُ وَصَاحِبُ النِّيَّ هُوَ الَّذِي يَصْبِرُ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ تَصَبُّرًا فَهُوَ أَفْضَلُهُمَا. The Imam said that the person that has a disposition through genetics, through birth, he was born with it. He didn't do anything to acquire it. And that's the only, you know, way that he knows, because he was born with it. While the other person who had to go and develop, had to learn, practiced being good-tempered, being honest, being generous, being brave, this person had to undergo pain and had to, you know, needed a lot of patience in order to develop this disposition. And thus, the second one, the Imam says, is better. The dispositions you develop through practice are better than the ones that you're born with, because the ones that you're born with, you didn't do anything. There was no hard work put into the equation. while the ones that you develop through practice, you had to acquire and achieve that through a lot of pain and effort and hard work. So that's why it's much better. It's more valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.